Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be with you again.
And you know, this week we saw a bit of a shorter commission meeting, but it was still important nonetheless, still important for the people, the community, and everyone. Every item that got discussed still has an impact on our local area. So I think a good place to start, you've been having just a bunch of presenters coming in to open these meetings lately, and it's been a lot of gratitude showed toward the commission. You know, you guys donate to a lot of local causes, and they've been coming back and presenting on how their event went and how these things have gone with and what they've utilized those donations for. And yesterday was no exception. He had Izzy Turner, an attendee at Girl State. She was able to come in and she was able to kind of share her experience on that. And I think it's really cool when these kids come back and they're willing to present to the commissioners on what they learned.
Yeah, we've talked about girls and boys state the last few times we visited, and it's been good educational learning opportunity for our youth. And Izzy, the other cool part is she went to Girl State and she was offered a scholarship. I believe it was around $12,000. So just, you know, it's not just a learning opportunity, but there's scholarships available and different things that they can put on their resume for the rest of their lives. And so it's great professional development for our youth.
You know, one of the things that she said that really impressed me was how much she'd learned about the importance of town and county governments, because, you know, you guys are right here in the issues of our community. You guys are the main vehicle of change for our areas. Yeah, we might have mandates coming down from, you know, the state legislature, from the federal government, but you guys are kind of that front line determining what is and what isn't best for the county and our cities.
Yeah, and I think it's the more information we can get out to the community, the transparency. It's tough when everybody's doing their day-to-day things and they hear about stuff. And that's one thing that I appreciate with being on the radio is sharing information. People feel more comfortable coming into the office to talk about issues. And so, yeah, getting the word out and learning about government and how it works. And so, just an awesome thing.
And, you know, we always love to shout out departments here on our bi-weekly interviews. And this week was not going to be any exception, because we had an item yesterday where you had to approve new security policies for the Emery County Attorney and Justice Court. And this comes from a recent audit they did where they were working hard. They put in a lot of man hours and they were able to pass that audit with flying colors.
Yeah, that was a lot of work for our attorney's office there, the attorney as well as the ladies in the office. Just a lot of work to make sure that we're in compliance with the audits, and it was great to know that we have passed that. And just you know, wanted to give a shout out to them for working hard and making sure that audit was passed for the county.
You know, hearing Attorney Olson talk about what is in this database that they had to do the audit on, you know, it's something that you're glad they passed, because that is a lot of very sensitive information they have, a lot of which they can't really access unless they have specific orders from very high up places.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we have the right application to gather information, filter information, and then keep track of all that information. And so the new, you know, apps or technology that allowed us, we need to make sure that we're cutting edge on all of our information gathering and making sure that we're keeping it properly and distributing it properly. So glad that we were able to pass that. And we need to stay cutting edge on those type of things.
Yeah, it's always important to be on the forefront of that. Now, let's move into a bit of more of the fun things coming to Emery County. Not that commission meetings aren't fun, but this next item is something that I know people look forward to all summer. And, of course, that is the Emery County Fair, starting Tuesday, July 29th and running through Saturday, August 2nd. It's going to be a week of fun over in Emery County.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend too much time because I could talk for a while, but a lot of fun activities for adults and especially for the youth. We have rides and, you know, a lot of activities for the youth and rides and things. And we also have Frontier Days. A lot of, you know, we think about our history and heritage with the pioneers and our ancestors and what they did to establish Emory County. And so we wanted to highlight that through Frontier Days. So a lot going on with the county fair. The parade's always a good time. And then there will be a lot of good food. And bingo is good. We have cash bingo for the kids as well as the adults. So please look at the calendar of events to see what you're wanting to come and attend.
Yeah, they have a full slate of events over on emorycountychamber.com. You're going to be able to see what's coming up during the Emory County Fair. And I'm very fond of Frontier Days, honestly. You know, it's like we always talk about here. It's important to keep moving forward, but it's also important to remember where we came from. And Frontier Days does just that. I mean, you have a screening of the Castle Valley pageant as a part of it. So really highlighting that heritage that Emory County has.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that's the key to it, is making sure that we remember who was before us, how we were established as a county, and just it brings back some nostalgia of what we have become and what we were.
And again, we have a full slate of events available over on emorycountychamber.com. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I think just enjoy the holiday. We have the 24th coming up, celebrating our great state. And so just enjoy family. Hopefully you can get out and have a barbecue, but hope to see all of you around at some point. But yeah, have a good holiday.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening over along the Santa Fe Swell in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.